Yeah.
You know, I've been leading all stuff and I've been the man in this area, and I actually don't like to be the man all the time. Cause you know what sucks? It sucks when they're like, you're to a level, right? Like you're taking that charge all the time and people are leading you and you're leading people and it feels good. But it kind of sucks when you get to a point and people are looking to you for the answer. You're like, I don't fucking got it. Right. And if you're the man,
yeah,
and you're like, now you're just clawing to find the answer to still present like you have it all figured out and you're going to help take him to the next level, but you really don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, that's a shitty feeling, right? And so if you're not humble enough to be like, dude, I need leadership. I need someone to come in and lead me to bring the whole thing up.
It's not, to be quite honest with you, I mean, it is humble enough, but 100% of humans need to be led.
Yeah.
In one area or another.
You're not
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. You guys, it's just Trev and I today. What's up? Say what's up, Trev.
What's up, Trev?
Yeah. So guys, today we have a episode in mind that we want to share with you, and it's because we just got out of a really long meeting, and really what we're trying to do is take our company to the next level. And Trev and I, we have to have enough humility as leaders to understand that sometimes we've got to bring in leaders greater than us in order to bring our team up to next level along with us. And so, man, we just we're just refining and fine tuning our business to the next level. And we've been bringing in subject matter experts at a much different level than us to like really help us take this thing to the next level. And so, as we were sitting there talking about it and we wanted to get a podcast in today, we could talk a little bit about why it's important for leaders to always be seeking out other leaders and why it's so important to have humility as a leader in order to put yourself in a position to actually be aware of it and admit to yourself, you know what? I'm not an expert in all things. And I need, if I'm going to go to the next level, I'm going to bring people up to the next level with me. I've got to actually seek it out, right? And mm-hmm. So that's what we thought we would talk a little bit about today. And we just got done with some of our friends, Mike, and we're going to have him on a podcast in the near future. We were going to do it today, but he actually had to jet out. But so you guys will hear from him soon. But it was a great meeting.
Dude, I mean, probably one of the better meetings that I've ever been a part of. Mm-hmm. It brought a lot of clarity in terms of the directions that we have the ability to go. The options were endless, yeah, right? As we got to talking about it, these individuals have scaled and exited businesses. They've done what we've wanted to do,
yeah, or multiple of them.
Grow a business to multiple, eight figures in terms, mm-hmm, of like 20, 30, 40, $50 million, yeah, dollar business. They've built those type of businesses. They've ran those businesses. They've exited those businesses,
yeah,
and they've been, in order to do that, first off, your network has to be deep, right? Yes. So they have a very, very deep network. One, probably because they're just amazing dudes,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah,
you know, you can just tell they're good, they're genuine, they're authentic. And those are the type of people that we want to surround ourselves by. But here's the deal. There's a lot of people that probably listen to this podcast that pound their chest and think their shit don't fucking stink,
yeah,
because they make 150 grand a year, or they make 200 grand a year, 300 grand, yeah, a year. If you like that number, continue to pound your chest and continue to think your shit don't fucking stink, okay? Because if you think like that and you act like that, there's zero room to learn. Yep. There's zero room to learn. You are your own plateau. You're bottlenecking yourself and the potential that you have as an individual and the potential the business that you, mm-hmm, own has as well. Yeah. And so one thing that I think that we're great at is just calling a fucking spade a spade and, yeah, saying, hey, we're weak in this area. We're great in this area. We don't need help with sales and sales teams. That's not really something, I mean, we can thrive in that area and we can build a very robust team and throw numbers up on a board, so to speak, right? But the idea is, how do you keep a small organization feel when it's when you're serving a customer, right? Everybody likes the small organization or the feel of a small town or small organization, mm-hmm, because it's a lot more personable.
Right.
It's about building relationships. It's about communicating, not automating.
Right.
And so how do you scale to 20, 30, 40 million, but have the small town feel or the small organization feel?
Right.
And that's a super, super, super important thing. And I would say that we did an amazing job in the first few years, because when you're new, you don't have a whole lot of clients to serve. It's not really that hard to communicate and serve at a high level, right? But at scale, it becomes more and more difficult. And I will say that we've dealt with headaches. We've had our stresses. And look, we fell short in some situations. It just is what it is.
Right.
We're fucking calling ourselves out. We fell short. And we feel as though that we've let some people down, some entrepreneurs down. We started an accounting firm to be a complete change from the traditional model. We started an accounting firm to make sure that individuals had P&Ls every single month so that they can make better business decisions. We started an accounting firm so that entrepreneurs got good communication on a month-to-month basis. And at scale, some of that has slipped. Some of it has, but not anymore.
Right.
You know, not anymore, because at the end of the day, we called ourselves out. We know what our North Star is. We know where our heart is. We know what we want to try to accomplish. And that's exactly what the fuck we're going to do. And if it means calling in big dogs, if it means fucking paying somebody to come in and extract information from their mind in order to serve a client at a higher level, then by God, we're going to fucking do it.
And you know what? The good thing is we've always had the intention to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So when we know, like, okay, that was a really rough year, we weren't able to provide the service we wanted to provide at the level we wanted to provide it for everybody, we did a great job. Like, across the board, you guys, like, we look at our total clientele, like, we're talking about thousands of clients.
Thousands and thousands.
And then we
hear
these little bit of complaints, but man, they eat at us so bad. And we're like, okay, well, it's still too many, right? One complaint's still too many. Even though, no matter how great your business is, there's always gonna be those weird, impossible to please people. But when we heard the amount that we heard, it's still a very, 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 very low percentage, but it still doesn't matter. It's like, okay, well, we got to get better then. We got to get better in these areas. And we know, like, if your intentions are pure, your intentions are like to be the best and back up what you say you're doing and provide the service that you sold and give your customer what you told them you wanted. And like Trev's saying, like, we want to be different. We wanted to be different in a good way. But we heard this percentage of complaints. Well, if you have that intention and you're true to it, you'll be a person of enough humility to start bringing better people in to get you there. Mm-hmm. Like, and we've had this talk a lot lately, like, Trev, we've never been here, right? Like, we've built these companies, we've done multi seven figures, but we've never been here where we're doing in the eight figures, going for multiple eight figures. And so,
last year, the totals between our businesses was like 16 point something. It was like 16.5.
Exactly.
Right. And so you guys have heard us on the podcast kind of over the last two or three years. Hey, yeah, we do, 10, 11, 12, 13 million. Are we growing at the pace that we'd like to? No.
Right.
But some of that, just so that you guys understand, is on purpose. We're actually damning, holding things back a little bit on purpose, because we have this new vision, this new picture of what we want to create. And this vision will create pure separation.
Right.
There will be accounting firms, and then there's going to be easier accounting.
100%.
And that's the fucking goal. Okay. Yeah. If you want to be like everybody else, then sure, don't fucking seek out help. Don't find leaders. Don't try to find people that have been where you were trying. Well, if you're not trying to grow, then you wouldn't find those motherfuckers, but that's not who we are to our core. If who we are to our core is if we as an individual are always trying to get better, that type of person looks around and says, what else can get better in my ecosystem?
Exactly.
Right. And like, we are the end user. We are the entrepreneur, right? We are our own customer, right? And so we want to make sure that we're doing right by the entrepreneurship community, the business owner community. And we are built to serve, and we're built to serve at a very, very high level. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're going to make sure we continue to bring leaders in to educate us as leaders on how to become better and how to get greater, because that is collapsing time. That's really what it comes down to. The reason why people pay us for information, they might be at $2, $3, $4, $5 million. and we can get them to $6, $7, $8 million by collapsing time because we could see a few inefficiencies in their business. What may have taken them 10 years to accomplish, they accomplish in 3 or 4 years through information. And we already know that to be true.
Right.
So why the fuck wouldn't we do that for ourselves? No, we're not going to hire people that do $16, $17 million a year in revenue or bring in those type of people. No, we're bringing in the type of people that have sold a business or scaled it to $50 million or $100 million. And these are the type of people that we have to surround ourselves by at this point because they just have a perspective that we just don't have yet because they've been where we haven't been, right? And just like we have a perspective that other people don't have because we've been where they haven't been yet, we can turn back and serve, you know, anybody pretty much that's 10 million and under at a high level, I believe. In regards to teaching and training somebody on how to grow a $50 million business, we might not be that guy yet,
right?
We're those dudes yet. But I would say within 1 or 2 years, we'll be those fucking dudes. You know, those type of people that want to hit those numbers will be reaching out to us. It's only because we're willing to be led by leaders that are greater in other areas than, than us.
Man. You nailed it. Here's the thing I'm thinking about as you're saying that stuff. You know, we hear Ed say this. We hear Justin Prince say this. Like, you're like, be the one, right? Like, be the one in your family that changes the way forever and all that stuff, right? And it's super meaningful, especially people that really are wired that way. You can't be the one if you're just always trying to be the man, right? Like, you can't just be the man on everything. Like, you have to let your guard down. So as we're talking with Mike and Devin today, I'm just like, guys, I want to be led, right? Like, I want someone to be able to come to me and be like, all right, like I've got these teams that I lead. I've got my areas that I lead all the time, but it would be super great if someone would come in and be like, okay, based on the plan that we're building right now to go to 40, 50 million and take this company, be worth nine figures, multiple nine figures, and keep all the promises that we want to make to the people in our ecosystem. Like, I need you to show up on this day and do this, or I'm going to bring this person in. You're going to meet with them and you're going to film this and you're going to write this. And you know what I mean? Like, give me the plan because you've been there. I haven't, right? Like,
we're ready to go.
Lead me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been leading all stuff and I've been the man in this area. And I actually don't like to be the man all the time. Cause you know what sucks? It sucks when they're like, you're to a level, right? Like, you're taking that charge all the time and people are leading you and you're leading people and it feels good. But it kind of sucks when you get to a point and people are looking to you for the answer. You're like, I don't fucking got it. Right. And if you're the man and you're like, now you're just clawing to find the answer to still present like you have it all figured out and you're going to help take him to the next level, but you really don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, that's a shitty feeling. Right. And so if you're not humble enough to be like, dude, I need leadership. I need someone to come in and lead me to bring the whole thing up.
It's not, to be quite honest with you, I mean, it is humble enough, but 100% of humans need to be led.
Yeah.
In one area or another.
You're not a great leader if you're not always seeking out help. Next level of leadership.
The best leaders on earth seek out other leaders to give them the perspective that they have, because again, it collapses time. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if I'm worth $100 million, dude, and there's somebody else worth $100 million. They might've made it a little differently than me and they have a different perspective. I want to fucking hear about it.
Yeah.
I want to know what they know. And so the idea is they had to go through whatever they had to go through to get that perspective. And guess what? I don't got to fucking go through it. I can just lean on them and fucking get advice. And they're like, oh no, dude, I wouldn't do that. I did that. I made that mistake at this point in my business, but we did this. And dude, you guys would be way better off if you went about it this way rather than doing it that way. And instead of wasting two fucking years to try to force something to work that wouldn't have worked,
right?
We get the fucking game. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Go down that path, right? And so what if there's 10 paths up a fucking mountain and you're like, God, I really want to hit that fucking peak. I really want to hit that peak. And there's fucking dudes coming down pass or whatever. And you don't even fucking talk to them. Like, hey bro, was that the path to the top? Yeah. Like you're just going to be like, I don't need his help. I'll find it. I'll figure it out. Like, you're the fucking dumbass, dude. There's people that have already been there, done that. And if you want to take 4, 5, 6 times the amount of time to get to the goals that you say you have, then fucking lead the charge, my man or my woman, like, do your thing. Right. But if you want to get there and you want to get there quick, with a little bit less stress, a little bit less headache. And I say a little bit because there's always stress. There's always headaches. You're going to be fucking tired. You're going to be exhausted. Congratulations. Welcome to entrepreneurship. Fucking get used to it, right? Yeah. Get acclimated to it. Because we talked about acclimating yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And really, that's all we do is we go to this next level. We're like, oh, fuck, this hurts. Mm-hmm. Acclimate. Go to the next level. Oh, fuck. How do we figure this out? Acclimate. Right. And the idea is not to go, oh, fuck, this hurts. It's, yo, you've been here before. What hurts? Oh, don't do that. Cool.
Yeah.
I won't do that. Let's do this. Right. It's a base of the amount. No, dude, that's the path. Why the fuck would I exhaust the other nine options and get to a dead end just to fucking go down the path that if I would have just reached out to somebody and said, yo, give me your perspective. Boom. Yeah. I collapse time. Right. And so,
you always got the best analogies.
I wouldn't even say humility. Like you said, if you're humble enough. No, if you're fucking smart enough.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's call us fucking.
Let's be real, man. Like
if you're smart enough, you'll fucking reach out. Yeah. You'll ask somebody that's been there and done it for help.
Here's what I've noticed about leadership too, man. Like there's people that want to lead because it feeds something in their ego, right? Like that's my crew. Those are my people. Those are my employees. Whatever it is, right?
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
No doubt. And we're guilty of it, right? We've been those guys and beat our chests, you know? Yeah. If you're the type of guy that when you're making a couple hundred grand a year, like, do they don't know who I am. Like, then then that's a telltale sign that you're
every time
the
I got
problem,
every
right?
time I got arrested.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing in court. It looks like he said, you don't know who I am. take me to an ATM. I'll pay
you. I said
you
the same thing the one time I got arrested, dude.
Then you make it a month tonight if you take me to an ATM as I'm getting arrested for a DUI or whatever. Piece of shit. Shit don't stink because I made 150 to 200 grand a year as I'm pounding my chest in the back of a fucking cop car.
So that's a telltale sign if you're a shitty leader and you probably shouldn't be leading is if you're pounding your chest saying,
and
they
I
don't
shouldn't
know
have
who
been
I
a leader
am.
During that time. That's a fact. So Kel is speaking facts.
But that doesn't mean you can't become a great leader because we've been there as well. And you know, I wouldn't even say we're great leaders. We're in pursuit of it. And no great leader probably ever thinks they're really a great leader.
I was
going to
say,
leader,
if you say that you're a great leader, would there be room for improvement?
Exactly. But I would say that I've noticed over the years as leaders and just being around a lot of leaders and leaders at much higher levels than I am and leaders that I can see are struggling as leaders, it's interesting because you're either want to lead to feed something in your ego or you're called to lead and it means something for you to lead well, to really bring people up, right? Not try and own them or be over them. And you know what I mean? Like I actually,
you like watching and developing and nurturing and saying, look at him go, you know, like it that brings fulfillment to you more than the pound the chest thing.
Yeah,
is what
exactly.
You're saying,
like I always feel weird when I say like, oh yeah, that's my employee. So over the years, cause I've always felt weird saying that. I'm like, oh no, I work with him.
I know.
Or yeah, no, he's on our team. Fucking weird. You know what I mean? Really? So it's like you develop as a leader, you start catching on to those things. Cause you're like, dude, like it's not important for me to be recognized as the leader. It's important for me to make sure I'm leading them well. And we're all going on the same mission to the next level together. Right. So that's what I've noticed about good leaders versus young leaders that maybe are doing it for the wrong reasons. And humility is like literally top of the list though, bro. It really is top of the list of like, of a great leader. And then you got other things like, you know, you've got willingness and you've got compassion and or empathy, like all those things make up great leaders.
But a smart motherfucker knows that.
Smart. That's a great
one. A smart motherfucker knows that you have to have all those tools in your toolbox to make a machine run.
Yeah.
Right? Like one tool doesn't fix an entire car. You need a toolbox full of tools, right?
Right.
And so a smart leader's like, well, fuck, I need X. I need these attributes in order to lead effectively.
Yep.
Right? If I think my shit don't stink and I try to tell somebody, hey, go do X, that person, it might rub them wrong. you know, like this guy's a fucking asshole or this chick's an asshole. Like they just say, do that, da 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 da, right?
Yep.
But when you are humble and you say, you have to pull somebody aside and you have to have certain conversations with an individual. The ones that aren't humble, those conversations are very difficult to have. It ends up being combative.
Right.
But the ones that are humble and that are hungry to learn, you could critique them a little bit and they're 100% okay with it because they want to become better. Right. The idea is, do you want to be right or do you want to become better?
Exactly.
Do you want all the recognition and to say, I'm the leader,
right,
or do you want all the freedom, financial independence that true leadership has the ability to get you?
Amen.
Right? And so there's leadership poorly and you end up poor mentally, emotionally, maybe financially. And then you've got great leadership where you develop people, you make them feel great about who they are, mm-hmm, and what they're accomplishing and the type of money that they, all of the, that's a great leader that will have great results, yep, right? And so the results of an individual will probably be equal to their open-mindedness and willingness to reach out and learn to those for that have already been there and done it.
Yep.
If you're closed off to that idea, you're going to go the hard route. You may scratch the surface of greatness, maybe over a 30-year period or 20-year period. But everybody that's ever developed anything amazing or built an amazing organization, and you've noticed it with people on the podcast, there's always been like a coach or a mentor, maybe not quite labeled as that, but yeah, he took me under my wing or she took me under my wing, right? And you'll notice that there was that individual that helped develop the individual that you heard on the podcast, yeah, right? And so we've reached out to people. We've been a part of Steubman's group, Ed and Andy's group. We've been a part of groups led by individuals that have done things greater than us,
yep,
right? We lead a group of individuals that aren't maybe quite doing as much as us, right? And so the idea is at each level, that individual is turning back and serving the levels that are right behind them, trying to help collapse time.
Yeah.
And that's how the entire entrepreneurship chain works. And if you want to move your way up the chain as quickly as possible, continue to reach up and seek and ask for help, but don't forget to turn around and help those also,
yeah,
that are one or two steps behind you, right? That's true service.
Exactly. You said something there that made me think of this. I literally told Mike at our little meetup, I was like, man, I'm really bad at asking for help, but you are just literally the type of guy, like, I want to get you in here to meet with me and Trev on how maybe you can help us, right? Because we're trying to go to the next level, and like, I'm just not good at asking for help, dude. Like, but I could use some of your wisdom, dude. You know what I mean? And that's why he came in that first time. But like, that felt really weird for me because I've never actually really recognized that I struggle asking for help, right? But like that day, the things we were talking about, I was like, dude, we do need help. And like, I actually realize I'm pretty shitty at asking for it, but could you help us? You know, like,
yeah,
he has not asked for one thing yet, bro. Like, he's come in all these times and like, he's been just reaching out and he's been the one following up with me sometimes more than I am with him. And I'm just like, dude, thank you. Like, yeah, oh my gosh. Like, cause we really need some help. Like, we need some people that, you know, that you want to bring in. And like, and he has been bringing people in and he's been like invested in helping us like figure out like that next level for us. What is that next level? It's pretty freaking cool. But you said something about asking for help there. I was like, he's like, that actually happened just not too long ago. It's like, I had to ask for help and it felt weird. It was, it was like this weird insecure feeling, you know?
It feels good now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Fuck, bro. I repeated a thought in my mind like three different times. I'm like, don't forget it.
Oh, don't, I do that sometimes.
Don't,
yeah,
forget it.
Yeah.
We all fucking do it on podcasts. Like, it's like, fuck, dude. That's why.
Could
sometimes
you shut up when that, my, yeah, thought comes?
Yeah, hold up. Let me get it out. Which I normally do anyways, right? I'm trying to be better about that, dude. Like,
well, I'm trying to be better at getting my thoughts out. It's vice versa, right? Like, we both do it.
It was about, oh, I know what it was. First off, Mike's a fucking amazing dude. Absolute stud.
Yeah. Okay?
Good human. But I also believe that the universe knows that we've been doing all the right things. And when you just make the decision that's the right decision, not the easy decision. And again, we've talked about this. Most right. often, the right decision is the one that's the most difficult
100%.
That's presented in front of you, right? And we've done that so many different times over. And we've been tested over and over and over. And I just think that the universe is slowly like, holy fuck. These dudes, dude, they're just like a punching bag.
Right.
They won't fucking stop.
Yeah.
And so the universe is parting the Red Seas and putting the right people in front of us at the right times and saying, good on you.
Yeah.
You're a fucking stubborn idiot.
Yeah.
I can't believe you fucking dealt with all that bullshit over the last fucking decade plus. But
yeah,
here, I'm going to help you out a little bit. Here's a gift. And his name is Mike. Mike, you're our gift from the universe. Thank you. Now, Devin's amazing too. It's just, Bullish, again, there's so many amazing people that we're surrounded by, and probably a lot of amazing people that the people that listen to our podcast are surrounded by. And it's just humility. Ask for help, reach out. Somebody's there to do it. We've fucking hopped on calls. Mm-hmm. We've done a million things to try to help and serve the entrepreneurship community. And it's just good to know that at every level, there's always help. There's always somebody that's been there and done that, that's willing to kind of turn around and say, I see what you've done. I respect what you guys are up to. I see a little piece of me in you. Let's fucking take this thing to the next level. Right.
And when we were really hitting some tough times through this last tax season, man, like, you know, unforeseen things always happen, right? Like, we lost some key people, and then at the same time, we brought on, you know, a lot of employees, clients. And so it was difficult to try and service everybody, right? And so when Trev and I are just sitting there, it's like, oh my gosh, we need like a legit operations person to come in and help us. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I think we're pretty good operators to a certain level. But like we said, like, we've never been here at this level before. So we need someone that has. And it was like, I remember we had a conversation. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, like, our person's out there. And, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is for all of you guys that are at new levels and things are starting to get uncomfortable and there is a solution out there, right? Just because you haven't actually met them yet or you haven't found it yet or whatever it is, like, it's out there. There's, like, just don't give up. You know what I mean? Like, just put it out into the universe, as Trev always says, and it's there, right? And we literally had that talk not too long ago. And then now all these people are coming into our life. Like, we were about to send a good chunk of money to, like, different recruiting companies to help us find this person, which is maybe a good thing, maybe not a good thing, but then all of a sudden these people showed up and it was like, okay, well, before I hire this recruiter, I just want to see what's going to come from this network, right? And all of a sudden all these people are coming. We have like 3 or 4 more people coming from Mike and Devin that are going to come in and we're going to start, you know, figuring out who's going to be that operations badass for us, right?
And we've been saying the next 2 years will be a big 2 years, right? And it will be, after the meeting that we had today, you know, we're talking 100 M's, you know, 200 M's, you know, we're talking big.
We've always known as possible.
Yeah. We've always known as possible. It's kind of the outline and the structure of that we put together in order to make it happen and collapse time and make it happen a lot quicker than we would have been able to do by ourselves without that perspective. Hence it's important to reach out to people. It's just becoming more and more clear, right? We said that these two, something's going to fucking blow, right? And then, but because we say it and we try to make all the right decisions, we're genuine, we're authentic, we want to serve at a high level, we want to impact the entrepreneurship community at a high level. That's where our passion is, not day-to-day managing accountants to manage your bookkeeping. Yeah. As much as I love everybody that's in the office, our potential is greater than managing, you know, a day-to-day operation of one sole business, right? The impact can be greater than that.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to say that the impact isn't great running and operating a business, because you are impacting people by hiring them. Their families get to eat. You're a part of the economy that makes the economy
turn. Opportunity.
Like it is impactful, but you know, our visions, continue to grow. I mean, if you would have told us 10 years ago, you know, where our vision is now, we wouldn't have been able to wrap our small minds around it. Right.
Exactly.
Cause we don't have the perspective we have today, but, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
You know, I'm excited about where we're heading, what we're doing and how clearly things are, you know, starting to look in my mind, which makes it a lot easier to get out of bed and want to fucking like sprint towards that. Because there's so many exciting opportunities on the other side of finding the individual to run the day-to-day operations.
Absolutely.
Right? Everything's solid right now. We've got a solid team. We've got the solid managers, department managers, all that is just putting a head on the dragon that doesn't look like they're 5'7" and handsome as fuck with a beard like we do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, if they happen to be 5'7", handsome as fuck with a beard, we'll take them.
Exactly.
As well, as long as they know how to operate a business.
But I don't know how we got so handsome. We didn't even have braces growing up, dude.
I did on my bottom, but I never wore a retainer, so they went back. Yeah.
You did, really?
Yeah. They went back.
Shit. My parents wouldn't give me braces then.
My mom worked in an orthodontist office, dude.
And we still just good looking.
Fuck, dude. Imagine, dude. Imagine.
I want to say one more thing, though, before we wrap up. Dude, this shit all comes from a great environment, right? What I mean by that is me and Trev always go to the gym, right? And we network there, right? And we used to go to, like, the local gym. And, dude, we met Case in there. Like, we met great salespeople there, all this stuff, right? But then Trev pulls me over to, like, Fitness Culture, which is put together by a huge influencer. Well, guess what? People that are highly influential and much more successful want to work out of that gym, right? And then you start talking to people and you start developing relationships there. The first operations guy I wanted to poach was Jason Alley. And he came in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, hey, you know, and he wasn't the right fit because he's not looking for that, right? Yeah. But he's like, but you need to meet my brother, Justin. And then Justin's like, hey, why don't you join my local mastermind that I want to put together? You guys can be a part of it. We're like, okay. And then we meet Mike. And then it's like weird how it all, you know, like comes together. But people, like, there's levels to, like, we always say, like, how important your environment is. But there's levels to environments. Like, not that the local gym that's the biggest gym in town isn't a great environment, but by going to that other gym where there's a smaller niche of people that are highly influential and different levels of success, you're having different conversations, bro. Like Mike and all this stuff that we're now, and the people he's bringing in are all by a product of a better environment or a higher level environment, right? And so I was just thinking about that as we're wrapping up. I'm like, man, it's just crazy how what's led to all these people. Like, we don't meet these people in bars. We're not even meeting these people at high-level networking groups, but we are meeting them in high-level places where people are working on themselves and they're at a little smaller boutique gym and they want to be around a highly influential person that started that gym, right? And so I was thinking about that. I'm like, that's something to think about. Well, you guys need to be putting yourself in these better environments as you grow your business and get to other levels. Like, you're going to meet the right people by getting in different environments that are at different levels.
No, it's just a matter of also doing the right fucking thing too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, moving your body. Getting a gym membership just to fucking begin right. with, so that you have the ability to be around other people who like to improve self.
Yeah.
Weird. If they like to improve self, maybe, just maybe, they've done other cool shit. Yeah. You know, so there are people that on the 4D episode that are one dimensional, right? They just are in great shape because that's all they put all their eggs in that basket.
True.
And they do thousands of selfies a day to, you know, fill up their cup, you know, not pay bills, you know, unless you're an influencer that does that shit. But at the end of the day, that is a self-improvement environment.
Mm-hmm.
You go there to move your body to feel good. And the likelihood of other people that are successful being in that environment are a lot higher than being in the environment, like you said, like we didn't meet him in a bar. We didn't meet it, you know, some low frequency area, right? That's a high frequency place. That's where people go to purposely try to become a better version of themselves.
Exactly.
And we've met a lot of amazing people at the gym and we've recruited people from the gym. Right. And now we're
talking. There's been a lot of great just relationships come from gym. But like it's crazy though, because every level requires something a little bit different or a different level of environments. And it's like 90% of our environments are higher level nowadays. Like when I'm in Texas and I go to Keith Crash Church, it's all high level entrepreneurs there, bro. When we go to a mastermind, they're the higher level masterminds.
Yeah.
When we go to the gym, now we're going to the higher level gyms, right? So it's like good shit happens.
Well, but I don't think people understand. Like, we don't look at ourselves like we're doing anything special. Why? Because 90% of the fucking time we're around people that are doing just as good as we are.
Yeah.
You know, they make their fucking seven figures a year. They're so half a million to $2 million a year. And we don't feel like we're head and shoulders above anybody because of the environments that we put ourselves in. Now imagine if we just ran around with people all day and hung out on Friday and Saturday with people that were making 40 grand a year. We'd probably feel like the big dogs and we'd probably pull back.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. Sometimes it feels weird that people listen to us and it, because it doesn't feel like we're any different than anybody else. That's what I feel like when I'm in a room. I'm like, just a bunch of like we're all doing cool shit. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, why can't all you guys start a podcast and have people listen to it? You guys all know cool shit. We all make good money, you know? And so I haven't really put that together that like 90% of the time we're around like high level people, but like now that you say that, it's kind of
true. I was just kind of thinking about how this has all come about. I'm like, man, You know, my kinda trainer cool. introduced me to
just
Jason,
making all the right
Jason
decisions.
Introduced me to Justin, and then
you know, you make all the cool. right decisions, then things just start yeah. coming into place for you when they need to come into place for you. Yeah. But it's hard to make all the right decisions when it feels like things are falling apart.
Yeah.
But they're not falling apart. They're falling together for you exactly how they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just supposed to learn the lessons and continue to show the universe that consistency and discipline and willpower is important to you, no matter the adversity that you face or the opposition that you're going against right now in your business or in your personal life. Continue to put one foot in front of the other, and tomorrow will turn into the next day, then turn into next week, yeah. next month, next year. And I promise you, over a long period of time with consistency, that's the most important thing. Good shit will happen.
Absolutely.
We've just made a lot of the right decisions over a long period of time with consistency. And I feel like that's why a lot of things are more falling into place than they are falling yeah. apart. Right.
And that's the power of like willingness, dude, because like, I'm going to tell you, man, like I've never felt worthy, right? Like even when Jason Alley was like, hey, I want to come in and meet with you guys. I was just like, oh man, like this guy's like the operations of a huge oil company. He's worth more than us running this company. Yeah. Like, why does he want to meet with us? Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like weird, like, but you show up anyway because you're willing to. And so, you know, like no matter what level you're at, what level you're trying to go to, and you start meeting these people in these other environments and much higher levels and you feel like insecure, that's normal. Mm. Okay. It's normal. And even though you don't feel like worthy of the next level people, because in order to go to the next level, you got to bring the next level people into your ecosystem, into your company. You know, like if you want your sales to go through the roof, you need to bring in next level salesmen. Right. And so even though you don't feel worthy sometimes and you feel insecure and like why would they want to meet with me, or why would they want to listen to us or whatever? It's like, that's where that power of willingness kicks in, man. Just show up anyway. Just bring them in anyway. Have the conversations. We're all human. We put pants on the same way. Mm-hmm. All that shit is relative, but we don't feel like it in the moment. But I tell you, man, there's been a lot of times where like next level people want to meet with us, and I'm just like I want to cower back into my seat a little bit. Like, why? You know, like I'm nobody, right? But
what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong? I'm getting called to the principal's
no shit.
Office.
That's how
or
you
some
feel,
shit.
Dude.
But I guess really what it comes down to is surround yourself with people where that are
that
where,
do make
where
you feel
where,
uncomfortable
where
like
you
that.
Want to go.
Right.
Right. And where you want to go should be somewhat uncomfortable. Right.
Yeah.
Whether you're talking about where you're taking your physique or your finances or your, like, you have to go into some of the uncomfortable parts to really find what's special about whatever it is that you're trying to explore or get better at. Right. And so, final words. Final thoughts.
Your next level's out there. You know what I mean? It's out there. And so is ours. And we're on the same journey you guys are on. And, you know, this was just kind of a spare the moment podcast today since Mike had to bounce. And I'm like, you know what?
Fuck it.
It really has come down to.
And Lawrence is in town too. So Lawrence kind of made us do a podcast. So thanks, Lawrence.
Thanks, Lawrence.
It turned out okay, I think. You know?
I guess the whole point though was just leaders need leaders, man. Don't be so caught up in yourself to where you can't, you shouldn't be seeking that out. You should. You absolutely should.
Yeah.
Leaders need leaders.
Yeah,
so
no
those
doubt.
Are my final words.
No doubt. Guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a fun one. You know, we're super privileged to, you know, be surrounded by amazing individuals. And I promise you, as long as you're making all the right decisions, amazing individuals want to help. They want to serve.
Yeah.
You know, it's the difference of somebody holding a sign up that says, you know, need gas money. And there's a difference of somebody open up their fucking guitar thing and strumming it saying needing gas money.
Yeah.
That person's actually at least trying to create an exchange. They're putting value into the world by putting great music that makes people feel better in that at the mall or whatever it is, right? Versus somebody at the mall standing, looking at the ground with their cardboard box, like need gas money or need food. Like you feel bad, and I'm guilty. I give money, so I'm an enabler.
I do too.
It is what it is. I know people think I'm like hardcore. I have a fucking soft spot for fucking people that are struggling. It just is what it is.
There's nothing wrong with like helping out someone that truly is in a state of needing help, right? But like,
I remember I bought somebody two double doubles, dude, and I handed it to him.
But it always feels better giving it to someone who's really trying to freaking earn it, dude. You know
what
I mean?
Well, they had no teeth when I handed it to them. There was two of them. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. Good luck chewing into that burger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, damn, they're going to have to fucking gnaw it down to nothing. But I did buy one guy two breakfast sandwiches like 8 years ago or something from McDonald's. I don't fuck with McDonald's no more, so don't judge me. That's why I fucking made it clear it was 8 years ago, at least. But I gave him two, and I gave him $5. Yeah. He handed the $5 back to me and says, this is all I need.
Oh, wow.
He gave me the money back and said he just wanted the food.
Yeah.
And so that's respectable, right? People like to help people that are willing to help themselves. And so if you're not willing to help yourself and you're not out there really fighting your fight, somebody else doesn't want to jump in and fight your fight for you. But if they see you fighting your fight and you're struggling a little bit,
yeah,
they might come in with a right cross just to help your ass out a little
bit. People are rooting for you, man. So, there's way more people rooting for you than
I promise you. There's people out there willing to serve and willing to help. So make sure that you reach out if that's you and you're in that position at this point in time. But guys, we have fun on this one. We hope you did. Until next time, keep kicking ass.
Peace.